You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. I am not James Edwards. I'm Sam Bushman filling in. It is James's birthday. And so we took the first hour live because he wanted to spend time with you, the political cesspool family. And then the second and third hour he wanted us to cover. So I've got the second hour along with my buddy Keith Alexander. We're going to break down a whole lot of hard-hitting topics. And then third hour, there's going to be a Pat Buchanan rebroadcast interview. One of the tremendous interviews James has done over the years. And so you'll have 3 hours of great radio. Pat Buchanan interview, third hour. Sam and Keith, second hour. And, of course, Kurt and Rich, first hour. Richard Spencer. James and Richard Spencer, first hour. Sam and Keith, second hour. Pat Buchanan interview with James, rebroadcast, third hour. Well, without further ado, Keith, welcome back, sir.
Well, good to have you on the show. I tell you, it's we always can rely on old reliable himself, Sam Bushman, whenever there's a need.
Hey, I ride for the brand, my friend.
Great resource to have.
I ride for the brand. It's that simple. Okay, there's a bunch of topics to discuss, and what I want to do is just set the stage. I want to just set up the pins. It's kind of bowling, if you will. I set up the pins, and Keith knocks them down, okay? First headline, and I'll give the summary and then just toss it over to Keith. New York new law gives illegal aliens ability to vote after obtaining driver's licenses. This is how whacked out New York has really become, ladies and gentlemen, New York City. And what's going on here is I guess they basically made a law in the state of New York that says, hey, illegals can, one, get driver's licenses, and two, then once they have those driver's licenses, they can vote. The legislature passed it, and the governor signed it. Now, here's what's fascinating about this story, Keith. Not only did all that happen, which is just beyond imagination that it happened, but you have a bunch of good county clerks that are pushing back and saying, wait, we're not doing that. So the next headline says, New York clerks refusing to issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. This reminds me of Alabama and the same-sex marriage laws, where the government just shoved it down everybody's throat via the courts, and then the state of Alabama went along, but a few good clerks stood up and said, no, we're not going to obey. This is civil disobedience at its best, but the clerks are simply saying they won't go along. What do you think of that, Keith?
Well, I think it's going to be a situation when all is said and done, more will be said than done regarding the clerks. I am glad that people have enough gumption to stand up to it, but eventually that will fade and this will be the new law. This is why there is a crying need to have federal election laws that apply to all federal elections. Places like California are even further gone than New York. They allow anybody with a pulse to show up and vote, and that including illegal aliens, including convicted felons. They're just totally off the chart, even further down the road to decadence and depravity than New York is, if you can believe it. Both coasts are, you know, they hold in utter contempt what they call flyover country, and people like Sam in Utah are as much denizens of flyover country as people in the South are. I remember in the early 60s when Jerry Lewis, a Jewish entertainer who I thought was the funniest guy in the world at the time, was on either Johnny Carson or Jack Parr's show and said that whenever he took a transcontinental flight, he wanted to know when he was flying over Mississippi so he could be sure to use the bathroom. And after that, I never watched a Jerry Lewis movie, never tuned into one of his telethons or anything else. This is how the elites on both coasts view the great heartland of America as the great American desert, flyover country. And flyover country is where true Americanism still lives. And we're going to have to do something to rein in the craziness on both coasts. I would hope that our friend Donald Trump gets reelected and that he will actually do something about this, although I'm sure Ivanka, as they call it, Jared and Ivanka, will try to talk them out of it. But, you know, we've got to have federal laws to provide uniformity for qualifications to vote in federal elections, in my opinion.
And to me, this just looks like flat-out vote fraud. And what's fascinating about this issue is that, you know, every state in the union is required to take a New York driver's license. So what it really means is all you got to do is go somewhere else, show your driver's license, say, hey, you know what, I'm from New York, but I just moved here. You're going to be able to commit vote fraud all over the nation this way, Keith.
You're absolutely right. And see, they don't even consider it voter fraud. They think that anyone with a pulse should be able to vote. Now, what's to stop children from voting? 10-year-old children. If they want 10-year-old children to be able to vote in a federal election in New York or in California, their laws and their crazy legislatures could authorize that, and those people could show up and vote. That's why Hillary Clinton got a majority of the popular vote. That's why we have to have the Electoral College.
But they do believe that illegals should be able to vote. Here's Obama on the topic. Listen to this.
Many of the millennials, dreamers, undocumented citizens, and I call them citizens because they contribute to this country.
Wait a minute. Citizens because they contribute to this country? That's not the definition of a citizen, but Obama lets it go.
Are fearful of voting. So if I vote, will immigration know where I live? Will they come for my family and deport us?
Not true. Okay. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself.
Wait a minute. When you vote, you're a citizen yourself? Lies the president of the United States?
And there is not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating, et cetera. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential.
All right. This is flat out vote fraud in the making. I'm telling you right now.
Well, the thing is, in their eyes, there's no such thing as vote fraud. Anybody should be able to vote regardless of their age, regardless of their legal status, regardless of whether they are disqualified by virtue of being convicted of a felony. Nothing prevents a living human being from voting in the eyes of these whacked out liberals on both the East Coast and the Left Coast. And we've got to neutralize these people. If we did not have the Electoral College, they would have stolen the last election through vote fraud. And in this upcoming 2020 presidential election, the Trump Department of Justice needs to be right on their toes and really active in preventing voter fraud. Because I guarantee you, look, if you live in a place like Memphis, Tennessee, where we are, where James and I are, you know that there's life after death, particularly on election day. We have dead people and vacant lots voting all the time. That's the Democrat Party way.
All right, hang tight. We're going to switch topics right after the pause. Sam Bushman, Keith Alexander filling in for James Edwards. It's James's birthday. He turns 40. He's partying. We're hard at work. This is the Political Cesspool award-winning radio program.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
Just spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that I could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question? I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. As a teenager, I gave my first public speech in my church. My hand shook, my heart pounded. I thought to myself, I can't do this, but somehow I did, and because I wanted to talk about things that were important, I persisted. I chided my church as a senior in high school for not seeming to care about the not yet born, for looking the other way, and for not taking a stand on life.
I will be in earnest. I will not equivocate, and I will not excuse. I will not retreat an inch, and I will be heard.
One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
A very interesting scenario with Harvard University. As you know, Harvard has been wrapped up in slavery for quite some time. And believe it or not, whacked out Senator Jeff Flake from Arizona, a never-Trumper, if you will, just got a new job at Harvard. So Jeff Flake going to Harvard, just so you know. Very strange. They've had a racist history for quite some time. But it gets worse. Harvard kid just got expelled for the N-word. And I guess this guy got an approval. He was, what, a Florida guy? And he had the opportunity to go to Harvard. But they found out, they claim he was a racist because he used the N-word some time ago. And, well, his previous admission now canceled, Keith.
Well, there's more to it than that. This kid was also one of the Parkland students, you know, with the Parkland shooting incident.
Yeah, that's what I meant about from Florida.
Flashpoint. Yeah. And he's also Jewish. So he's another liberal. He was up here promoting limitations on the Second Amendment or the abolition of the Second Amendment and having gun control laws. Because of the Parkland incident, and he became a darling of the left. But you can see how quickly the bloom goes off the rose if they can nail you with a charge of racism or bigotry or homophobia or any of the various isms of the left nowadays. And quite frankly, Sam, I love it when I see the left cannibalizing each other like this. This guy is a leftist. He's no conservative by any stretch of the imagination. And the left is doing us, they're doing the job that conservatives or neoconservatives won't do. They're taking out a leftist and preventing him from getting the credentials of being a Harvard or Yale graduate because of something that he apparently said and had the indiscretion to put it on Facebook or on social media somehow. But, you know, I just laugh at it. Basically, the left destroys themselves more than they destroy conservatives with all of their hysteria about race. And this is a perfect example of it. But, you know, I've studied this kid's career, and I don't want him becoming a player, quote unquote, so to speak, in public affairs. And preventing him from going to Harvard and getting that credential to put after his name is going to be an impediment for him. And I find poetic justice in all this, Sam.
I couldn't agree more. I think it's on one way comical. On the other hand, it's serious business in that, hey, we don't want this guy to go on and be a big wig, Harvard trained and skull and crossbones promoted and all this kind of stuff, Ivy League schooled, credentialed and all these things. You're right about that. What I find interesting, though, is this. I think they chopped this off knowing full well if they let him get into Harvard, then we would have basically taken him to the woodshed over this. This is their way to try to stem the tide because half their people are involved in racism to the eyeballs. And very serious racism. The Jews are the greatest racists on the planet.
Well, they're the ones that basically were the financiers of the transatlantic slave trade. Of course, no one wants to mention that nowadays. And, of course, then you're caught in the intersection of anti-Semitism and racism, and how do you resolve that conundrum? it's comical almost.
But don't you think they're trying to head this off so it doesn't get worse?
Well, possibly they are, or possibly they're just having a knee-jerk reaction where, you know, it's what's the worst ism, racism or anti-Semitism or whatever, you know. It's all a very interesting calculus that they're trying to play here, and it's I just like to sit back and just shake my head and say, what fools these liberals be. Not be what fool these mortals be, but what fool these liberals be.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what this kid does to fight back. I don't think he'll want to let go of his opportunities so easily, will he?
Well, I don't know what he can do. You know, he can do like the people that were accused in Stalinist show trials do, and that's weep, wail, gnash his teeth, and rend his garments about his former transgressions. But it's not going to work any more than it worked for the victims of Stalinist show trial. They were still marched off to the firing squad or to the gulag, regardless of how much they confessed to and how much they expressed contrition for it. It just basically, it's like the civil rights prosecutions where they get some guy and they prosecute him 8 times for a variety of so-called offenses against the civil rights movement. Basically, all they're doing, just like in a communist show trial, they're saying nobody bucks revolution and gets away with it. And they're showing by doing this that any white male is fair game, and there's probably something in his background that you can use to take him out if you look hard enough.
Well, and this goes to kind of the hierarchy of protected classes and special groups that they've created. White males are at the bottom of the list, the bottom of the barrel.
Bottom of the totem pole.
And if you add white, male, heterosexual, and married, for instance, or politically conservative, for instance, then you're even further in the hole. And this just proves that he's got that strike against him.
He says that there is massive discrimination against what he calls whams, white, heterosexual, able-bodied males. That's it.
And this poor guy is guilty as charged.
One, too, now.
And so
Jewishness is not going to save him.
The fact is that the Jews are at the top of the pecking order in many ways. And so it's interesting that he's got kind of both sides of that coin, doesn't he?
Well, he does, but they're showing that race, racism is worse than anti-Semitism. See, I guess he could claim that he's being singled out because he's Jewish, and that he is therefore a victim of anti-Semitism. That may be, maybe that ploy will work, but I doubt it.
Now, the powers that be have made up their minds or they would have kept him.
Yeah, that's
they,
right.
They would have kept him there, and they would have basically insulated him from the abuses.
So much about celebrating diversity of opinion. Apparently, no one who is in the least bit conservative is going to have a future at Harvard or Yale. I think at some point people are going to look at the emperor and tell him they have no clothes. If you go to Harvard and Yale, all that means is that you've been propagandized to the max. It doesn't mean you're smart. It doesn't mean that you're insightful. It doesn't mean that you're timber for leadership in any way. In fact, if you go to Harvard or Yale, it probably means you're just a whacked out liberal, somebody that doesn't think for themselves, who is a fashionista when it comes to political views, and a person who should be shunned by the public as a candidate for a leadership position.
It also means 9 times out of 10, you've been basically given special privilege at the trough of the admissions system, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's you know, it's a Harvard or Yale degree doesn't mean anything except that you're an off the charts liberal and that somehow you have managed to hide any utterance that might be considered in the least bit politically incorrect. Now they're apparently hunting through that. They've got armies of people apparently now searching through yearbooks and people's former you know postings on social media to see if they can trip up anybody. And you know, it's if he were black, I doubt that this would matter. In fact, I'm sure it wouldn't. If black people are given a dispensation to use the N-word, but no white person, not even a Jewish person, is given that same dispensation.
Yeah, we even have sound bites of Barack Obama as president of the United States using the N-word, right?
That's right. Yeah, I know. You know, and also, you see, you talk about an affirmative action candidate. This is a guy who was a self-described mediocre student at Occidental College. And then he gets to transfer to Columbia, one of the top three Ivies. Average students at Occidental College normally don't get to transfer into Columbia.
Well, and especially when you can't get a hold of their transcripts or any details about them even being there in the first place, hardly at all. So there you go. All right, switching topics again. Want to talk about Cracker Barrel. Now, are you allowed to use cracker, or is that a racist term? Anyway, quick pause. Sam and Keith in seconds on the Political Cesspool radio program.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump confirming he did cancel a planned retaliatory strike against Iran at the last minute last night. The president tweeting this morning that military airstrikes were, quote, not proportionate to shooting down an unmanned drone, as the U.S. accuses Iran of doing back on Wednesday. The president saying he was told that 150 people or so would die in those U.S. strikes on 3 sites in Iran. Before news broke that the strikes were even considered, Republican Congressman Mark Green last night was expressing his opinion that such action should be taken.
I think the world needs to see, honestly, smoke and fire. I think Kim Jong-un needs to see smoke and fire. There's been an attack on the U.S. military, and if we don't respond, we're incentivizing future attacks.
Green spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special to get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
A Texas cop is dead after being shot by a suspect late yesterday. Investigators say the unidentified Mission police officer was waved down and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon, and that suspect ended up firing at the officer, who died at a hospital a few hours later. The suspect is now in custody.
It's critically important that we take action, and that we take action now.
That's the governor of Oregon, who sent police out to search for Republican lawmakers who've been skipping work to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The whereabouts of 11 Senate Republicans remain unknown, and Governor Kate Brown says,
it's time for the Senate Republicans to show up and do the job that Oregonians elected them to do.
Republicans say the bill would cut jobs in that logging state and would increase fuel prices, too. A huge fire continues to burn after two explosions rock a refinery in Philadelphia earlier this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, so while Sam and Keith hold down the fort for James, ladies and gentlemen, I think James's wife, I think she ordered a Hearst, like a Hearst limousine, to take James out to dinner because he's 40 years old. He's so old, he can hardly, you know, anyway. But we'll hold down the fort.
Make him an honorary boomer now.
There you go. All right, Cracker Barrel is in the news, and Cracker Barrel has traditionally been a place I like to go. I don't know if you know this, but they're responsible for a fifth of all the world's maple syrup consuming. It's amazing. Anyway, Cracker Barrel denies service to Christian pastor. Did you see this, Keith?
Yeah, I did see that. Now, apparently, they have taken a complete 180 on this. I think it was about 10 or maybe 20 years ago, they fired a waitress because it was revealed that she was a lesbian. They said that being a lesbian was contrary to their ethos as a company, and therefore she was sacked. But now they've done a 180, and if you're a Christian who criticizes or basically just quote scripture regarding homosexuality, then you are beyond the pale, and you are not welcome at Cracker Barrel restaurants. Go figure.
Now, what I don't understand about this, is it that they just knew he was a pastor? Did they come across a conflict? I mean, what on earth is driving this? I mean, you would just think if the guy, you know, didn't rage about politics or religion in the restaurant or whatever, who cares? What drives this stuff? I mean, it almost seems like they're forcing test cases to be out into the open, into the public. Let's try this, see what the blowback is, see what happens. It almost seems like they've got false flag test cases, Keith.
Well, I think that what happened on this is that the guy is somewhat notorious, at least in, pro-LGBT or pro-gay circles. And he was going to have some type of get-together at a local Cracker Barrel, and he announced that. That's how they got. It's not that they just decided that he eats at Cracker Barrel and we don't want him eating there. He apparently was going to have some type of event associated with his church and with his preaching, which apparently involves criticism of the gay lifestyle or something. And he was going
to
do
it. Well, I'd like to attend then.
Yeah, right. But Cracker Barrel is, you know, that they have shown that they are not with the people that basically frequent that restaurant chain. The people that frequent that restaurant chain probably were more in line with what they'd done 10 or 20 years ago than they are with their current position. But I don't know if you've had a change in the management. I don't know if somebody has applied pressure strategically to Cracker Barrel, or if, Cracker Barrel is just, jumping on the bandwagon of liberalism. That's what so many people do. That's
now, we're gaining a little bit of ground.
Organizations do.
We're gaining a little bit of ground, though, because I don't defend Cracker Barrel on this. I think they're off the charts, gay, lesbian, promoting, and all this kind of stuff, and it's so sad. However, I do support the people's right. You know, if somebody doesn't want a blind person in a restaurant, they don't like, hey, we don't like to serve blind people. You know what? They can not serve blind people. If you don't want a black person in your restaurant, or a white person, or an Asian, or you don't like somebody with a guide dog in your restaurant.
It's called freedom of association.
That's right. Okay, so I understand that, and we're actually gaining ground, though. The guy in Colorado does not have to bake a cake for the gay and lesbians, right? These guys can kick people out. So the negative is what's going down, but the positive, at least in my mind, is we're starting to have a little bit of truth come out regarding free association, right?
Yep. It's part of the First Amendment. It's a part that is disregarded. It's a part that was run roughshod over in the civil rights movement. But freedom of association is one of your First Amendment rights. And this just gives us a great opportunity to talk about that. In other words, if you have the wrong ideas, you can't rent out a conference room. You can't even ask a group from your church or like-minded people to gather at a particular restaurant so that you can have a discussion about this, not in a way that is going to infringe upon other people's rights, not in a way that's going to force them to participate in your event. But, you know, I'm glad they're doing things like this. It shows you how what a totalitarian zeitgeist has taken over our country now, that basically all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others, as George Orwell said.
I agree, and that's why I bring up that I kind of like to see this. Now, I think we ought to take it to the extreme, though. For example, if you want to have an airlines where people can smoke on the airlines, I think they ought to call it Suck About Airlines and let people have one. Why not?
Well, you know, they have straight pride parades now. The Identity Europe and the Proud Boys and groups like this are sponsoring, and this is irritating the left to the point of distraction almost. So, you know, that's, if you want to know what works, just duplicate the tactics of the left. So rather than having a gay pride parade, have a straight pride parade and drive them all crazy.
There you have it. It's funny how, though, the liberals put their money where their mouth is big time. Taylor Swift just rolled out a new single song. And in there, she's promoting the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda, which is this H.R. 5, the Equality Act. What it will do is obliterate religious freedom on the altar of gay and lesbian agenda. And she's literally promoting a petition. And she has a song, You Need to Calm Down, is what it's called, relating to it. And at the end of her music video, she has people driven to a petition in an effort to sign a petition to promote this and twist the arms of the remaining senators. So you're right. We need to put our money where our mouth is.
Listening to people. We need to stop listening to people like Taylor Swift on politics. Basically, the people that are in show business are some of the dumbest people around, always have been, like Jerry Lewis, who we were mentioning earlier. Had a sixth grade education, but he would pontificate on, you know, issues of the day back then, just like Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus and people like that are doing now. You also have to remember that who dominates the entertainment industry? You have eight major movie studios, all eight have a Jewish CEO. Jews are the most liberal part of the white population. So consequently, a lot of people like Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift know that if they want to have a future in show business, they better be politically correct to the nth degree, and that's what happens. And I don't trust any of these people to tell the truth. They, you know, how do you know when a entertainment personality is lying? When their lips are moving. At least that's my opinion.
All right. I guess the so-called conservative Supreme Court sides with Democrats in gerrymandering case. This is kind of another election kind of an issue here. But gerrymandering, just so everybody understands, if you're not really caught up on it, is when you basically rig voter rolls and voter maps to your liking for your own agenda. And I guess they side with the Democrats, but both sides of gerry-rigged or gerrymandered. Can you say that, or is that racist? I don't know why we keep bringing Jerry into this, but nevertheless,
well,
they've been siding with these people on both sides whenever it suits their fancy, but all it means is the courts get a gerrymander, doesn't it?
Well, what you had before fairly recently was the Voting Rights Act, which basically authorized the gerrymandering of districts if they would facilitate more representatives being elected who were black. Okay, let's just call it as it was. There are gerrymanders and then there are gerrymanders. Well, pro-black gerrymanders were not only allowed, but more or less mandated by the Voting Rights Act. And if there was any change in voting qualifications or districts, it had to be pre-approved by the federal courts. That's what the Voting Rights Act did. Then the Voting Rights Act pre-certification provisions were stricken down by Congress. And it basically supposedly has opened the door to Republicans gerrymandering districts to assure that Republicans will be elected. And oftentimes, since 90% of blacks vote for the Democratic Party, you will probably, in the process, do away with some positions currently held by Democrats, and also some of whom will be black. In Tennessee, for example, we have 9 congressional districts. The 9th congressional district, which was originally created for Davy Crockett back in the day, has been designated as the black. Well, we don't have a black there anymore. We have a Jewish guy, Steve Cohen, and he could be districted out very easily, but I doubt, one, that the Republicans will have the courage to do it, and if they did, the Supreme Court would probably strike it down.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Speaking of Davy Crockett, I got a John Wayne Davy Crockett soundbite for you when we come back, and then we'll break down the rest of the news for you. In Jabe's absence, Sam Bushman, Keith Alexander on The Political Cesspool.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Were you going to tell my Tennesseans that a good many men, sound men all, had a plot to ease the suffering of the people in these parts? Or were you going to tell them that Steve Austin, Houston, and others had planned to declare for a republic, to declare this the Republic of Texas? Republic. I like the sound of the word. It means people can live free, talk free, go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step, or his first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm.
I'm filling in for James Edwards. I'm Sam Bushman. James on a birthday little party with his wife and family. Keith Alexander with me riding shotgun, breaking down the news. I like that little clip about the Republic because I think it's important with all the shenanigans going on, Keith, that we remember we are a constitutional republic, you know.
Well, Davy Crockett is one of our heroes of the political cesspool.
Amen.
I remember that when I was a kid, we used to learn in Tennessee schools about Davy Crockett's life motto. Did you ever hear that?
I haven't.
His life motto was, I leave these words for others when I'm dead. Be always sure you're right, then go ahead. In other words, don't worry about the political fallout. Don't worry of how it'll play in Peoria or Dubuque or anywhere else. You just decide what is right and truthful, do it, and then you can sleep well at night. So I think those are good words to live by from Davy Crockett himself.
Amen to that. We also need to talk about these congressional hearings on slavery reparations, and this is what's fascinating to me. I mean, they've talked about this forever, and common sense says shut it down. You know what? We're not responsible for Adam's transgression, but there were transgressions all around. And this reparations idea is insanity on steroids. And just when you think we've kind of got that behind us, it rears its ugly head again. You got Ocasio-Cortez, and you got some of these liberals now doubling down, holding hearings. They're going to push for it until they get it, it seems to me. And the problem that I have is the conservatives don't have the guts to stand up. They just cuck and melt down. And what they need to do is just stand up and say, this is insanity from the get-go. But it seems to just continue to rear its ugly head, Keith.
Well, you know, the Republicans certainly don't have the courage to oppose it. They do not represent the people who vote for them. The people that would vote for Republicans would be opposed to this. And if the Republican Party actually represented the interests of the people that vote for them, they would make sure that this thing died a natural death, and they drove a stake through the heart of Count Dracula and got rid of it. But if you look at the field of Democratic candidates for presidents, virtually every one of them is in favor of reparations in one form or another. Joe Biden, for example, perfect example. You know, he is, you know, Joe Biden would promise to cure cancer if he were elected, and he is backtracking on every position he's taken throughout his political career. You know, for example, he was opposed to busing back when the New Kent County Supreme Court case brought busing to Delaware.
Yeah, forced busing to Delaware, right?
Yeah, forced busing to Delaware for racial balance in schools. He took the very common sense position of opposing it. Now he's backtracking on all of that, and now he's going in for reparations. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, or whatever his name is, you know, is for it. I can't think of a single, you know, Democrat running for president in this, you know, I think they're going to have two big debates, and I can't think of a single one of them that is opposed to reparations.
Yeah, so how do you have a debate when everybody agrees on everything? Hey, we agree we should just be socialist and give the whole farm away and that we should just destroy America. And how do you have a debate when you agree with
Well, the whole debate is going to be, I'm more liberal than you are. No, you're not. I'm more liberal than you are. That's all that there's going to be. And reparations ignores the basic fact that the best thing that ever happened to any American, white or black or any other color, is the day one of their ancestors boarded a conveyance headed to North America.
Now, let me give you an example to make this point. Let me make this point as poignant as it can be made. The members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, were abused more than the Indians, more than the blacks, more than anybody. The Mormons who lived in Missouri at the time and Illinois, etc., they created a city that rivaled Chicago at the time. And what happened is they literally had an extermination order given by Governor Boggs of Missouri against the Mormons. The president of the United States at the time said, your cause is just, but I can do nothing for you. And they literally said, shoot and rape women on sight, kill all women and children, drive them out at the force of a bayonet into the snow. That literally happened to the Mormons. They've received more abuse than any group in America. And I would still agree with your point that, you know what? America's done great for anybody who's ever been here, more so than anybody else. That's not defending the wrongs that were done, but it's highlighting the point that you're making.
Well, you know, I sent you that movie about the founding of
the great colonizer, States. Brigham Young.
Right, yes. Well, everybody, regardless of where you come from or what your ethnic or racial background is, people are still risking life and limb to get into America. There must be a reason. And the idea that these people, who are among the most fortunate people in the world, particularly black people that came to America, I guarantee you all of sub-Saharan Africa wishes they could trade places with the black people who are American citizens now. But they have this sense of grievance. They just know that, quite frankly, white people are suckers, and they will, it's like having a debit card that never runs out of money. Would you give up a debit card that never ran out of money? Well, that's what the race card is, and they know it, and now they're going to make it pay off in spades, no pun intended, with reparation. They're going to get money for being black, and again, because of what? Because of slavery. Slavery, every person alive on the planet today has ancestors that were either slaves and slave owners at one point or another in their ancestral history. You know, St. Augustine was moved to evangelize, bring Christianity to the British Isles by the pathetic spectacle of blonde-haired, blue-eyed English children being sold as slaves in the slave market in Rome. He asked a friend of his who he was visiting the slave market with, he said, who are these? And his friend said, they are Angles, like Anglo-Saxon. And he said, no, they're angels, and we'll claim them for the Lord. And he set out to evangelize the British Isles. So English people were slaves. All Europeans were slaves. Slavery used to be the humane alternative to the age-old question of what you do with the conquered people. The other option was put them to the sword and kill them. So, you know, it's time to drop, it's time to call BS on all this stuff about slavery as some type of diabolic invention that white people came up with to torment black people with. Actually, most of the slaves that are in America were captured by a black king. I forget what his name or something. He has some strange name over there. But his nation specialized in capturing other blacks and selling them to Europeans. And most of the people financing the transatlantic slave trade were Jewish.
It's all about the almighty dollar, ladies and gentlemen. So do you think they'll get reparations, Keith? What do you think is going to happen with this?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that if they get in, they will. So that's why the stakes are this high. And then the next thing that we need to do is to basically petition Donald Trump to fire Ivanka. You know, we elected Donald Trump to make America great again, not to be the advance team for Jared and Ivanka. And we understand that Ivanka wants to run for president. Heaven help us. That's all we need is typical Manhattan liberals in the Republican Party as the Republican Party standard bearer. Talk about the more things change, the more they stay the same. We need somebody from flyover country like Sam Bushman or Keith Alexander to represent and be top advisors to Donald Trump so that Donald Trump will stay on message and do what he promised to do And those promises are what got him elected.
Amen to that. And he better deliver enough before 2020 or else a lot of the people are going to peel off. But he might win with a landslide because the radical side is so extreme on the other side that people feel like they have no choice. Donald's far from perfect, but he's better than the alternative. Well, and that's kind of what might...
Let them keep talking. Let them keep rattling like an empty pot about reparations. Keep talking about reparations. Keep talking about all sorts of other left-wing lunacy. And let them, let them have a candidate that is up here kissing his same-sex partner on the lips, or not on the lips, but, you know, doing a French kiss at the end of every speech.
Hey, last question before the end of the hour, Keith. You only got about 10 seconds for this one, but do you think Donald will go to war with Iran?
I think that if he listens to Jared and Ivanka, he will. I certainly hope he doesn't, because it will be a disaster.
Amen, sir. Thank you so much, Keith.
Thank you, my friend, and have a good one.
We'll talk soon. The Political Cesspool Radio Program, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Buchanan, interview with James next hour. James will be back with you live next week. Happy birthday, James, to you from all of us.